Hello, good evening.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Where is it coming from?
Oh, yes, sir. We're calling to conduct a survey, sir. We're calling from Metro Research. It's a brief survey mostly on issues facing the community, like topics like such as elections. For example, my first question to you would be is, does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
radio, internet,
or television? No? Okay.
No, ma'am.
Moving on, sir. Are you registered to vote and over 18 years old?
Yes. But I want to do the survey. I'm okay.
Well, your opinion does matter, sir. I'll be very brief.
Okay.
All right, so my other question to you would be is, even though it's still ways off, what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, probably going to vote, 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
50-50 chance.
Okay. All right, so regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'd say independent.
All right. And moving on, sir, what would you say is your age?
63.
Okay. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I know your race?
Caucasian.
All right. And I want to rate your level of motivation for voting in this upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of a 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated. From a 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
5.
Okay. Moving on, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Half and half.
You can respond satisfied, dissatisfied, or very satisfied.
We're satisfied, I'd say.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
More disapprove.
All right, would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs? Do you approve or disapprove?
I don't really know. I can't answer that question.
Okay, sir. Well, moving on, I'm just going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to focus on. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on it. 10 means it's very important. 0 means it's not at all important. For example, creating more... Uh-huh. Creating more...
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sir?
I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Okay. The first one says...
I was going to say 10.
The first one says creating more affordable housing, sir. Keep in mind, 10 means it's a very important issue. 0 means it's not important at all, you know, for the government and the president and the Congress to focus on. Creating more affordable housing from a 0 to a 10?
10.
10. All right. And protecting Social Security and a Medicare from a 0 to a 10?
10.
Okay. Banning TikTok from a 0 to a 10?
I don't have nothing to do with TikTok, but probably 10.
10, okay. And criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops from a 0 to a 10?
I don't understand that question, really. The way the police are handling things?
Mm-hmm. Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops?
When I say 10, what would that be?
Ten means it's a really important issue, you know, for the president and Congress to focus on.
Oh, yeah, 10.
A 10. Okay. What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights from a 0 to a 10?
Well, I'll give you a 10.
Okay. And protecting our personal data online from big corporations from a 0 to a 10?
Protecting corporations?
Protecting our personal data online from big corporations?
Oh, yes, 10.
And making college more affordable?
Well, that doesn't apply to me, really, but, you know, give it a 10.
Okay. Reducing crime and violence?
Say that again?
Reducing crime and violence?
Reducing?
Crime and violence?
Yes, 10.
Okay. Working to end the war in Gaza?
sure. 10, I'd say.
Okay, 10, sir. Yeah. Boy, moving on. Oh, Lord. Jeez.